going from Tarbert in the north of Kerry right down to the very south. Have a listen to this. And that stirring music is by John Williams, the great film composer, an excerpt from Jebediah Steps in The Force Awakens, one of the Star Wars films that was filmed in South Kerry in the Skelligs over a decade now. Why I'm playing this? Well, this weekend is the May the 4th Sci-Fi Film Festival, which is taking place in the Iveragh Peninsula in Portmagee. And one of the speakers at the event will be sculptor David O'Brien. He's with the Bronze Art Fine Art Foundry in Dublin. And David has a dream, and we reported this on Radio Kerry a few months ago, back in January. He wants to erect a Luke Skywalker statue on the Skellig coast on Portmagee. So this statue, a 7-foot statue, would overlook the Skelligs and look on forever at the amazing, the beautiful, the awesome sight of this, of Skellig Vihil and Skellig Beag, where the, those Star Wars films were made a decade ago. I caught up with David, and he first of all told me about his passion for all things Star Wars.
I was a lifelong fan, really, you know, went to see the movies when they were on in the Adelphi in Dublin in like 1984 or 5. So very young, saw a double bill of The Empire Strikes Back and The Return of the Jedi. So that's when it just started for me, you know, and like I've been a crazy Star Wars collector for all these years.
Do you run the Bronze Art Fine Art Foundry in Dublin, which was behind the statue of Rory Gallagher that can be seen, I think, up in Belfast?
Yeah, it's up in Belfast. We only did that there last year. Like, we've done, now the company here has been gone literally since 1998. And when I came in, I was literally just an apprentice learning my way on the job. And like, it's just, it's turned into now, I'm running the company now since 2008. Like, we do public sculpture all over the country, private gallery work, plaques, awards. We've done stuff for the movies, like, and TV series over the years as well. So we've like done stuff for like the likes of Game of Thrones, Vikings. Like, that end has kind of been brought into the business, which is great for me. Like, my background was model making and special effects for film. It's great to bring that part of it into the bronze casting side of things with Bronze Art Foundry. And I suppose this project would be the ultimate kind of combination of everything if we could get it done, you know.
And because of the Star Wars connection to the Skelligs, when scenes were from one of the films in the series were shot there over a decade now, I think, actually. It's your idea, it's your proposal that a statue of one of the pivotal characters in Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, that a statue should be erected in Portmagee so that Luke Skywalker can see out to the Skelligs forever.
Exactly. Yeah. I suppose my idea behind this really was to try, like, there's loads of amazing Star Wars locations all around the world. And like, the fact that they came here to Ireland to film the movies, they actually filmed for two movies when they were here in Ireland, you know. So it was, I was flabbergasted when I heard they were coming here to do the film. Like, I was thinking, oh my God, it's amazing. Like, Ireland's going to be part of the Star Wars universe, you know. And so really my idea with this is that we have a good location, that we have something kind of to cement the fandom, that people can come all over the world, come and see the statue, get their pictures taken with the statue. Maybe they're going to visit the island, but sometimes the island is not that, like, easy to get to. Like, you know, the boats get cancelled and that. But at least if they come down, they would be able to go and see the statue, and it's really kind of cementing the the Star Wars legacy there. In particularly, it's going to be Port McGee. That's been my vision behind it, you know. And I'm trying to get like all the local community down there really to be a part of trying to get this over the line now within the next year. That's really my goal now. So I'm going to do a talk both days now. When there's the May the 4th Sci-Fi Film Festival is on the weekend of the May the 4th festival. I'm going to be doing a talk on the 2nd and the 3rd just to basically answer any questions that anybody has about the proposal in general, you know.
The 2nd and 3rd, it's this coming Saturday and Sunday. And where's that play taking place? Is that in Port McGee?
That's taken down at the Port McGee Domes, and it's where Port McGee Whiskey have their setup there. They have like a interactive tour that they have there, and so the whole festival is going to be on there. There's actually a film festival on there, and it's been on now the last couple of years. It just seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year. So it's kind of switched up mainly from a Star Wars focused only thing now to a sci-fi film festival where people are submitting their Star Wars movies or whatever like genre of the kind of sci-fi world. But there's also like a small Comic-Con on down there as well.
And a big pitch you're making to the people of the Ivra Peninsula. You're saying this proposed statue of Luke Skywalker would be an iconic addition for Port McGee and the wider Skellig Coast that could attract global attention and visitors from around the world. Be part of the story before it's set in stone. That's some pitch you're making, David.
Yeah, it is, all right. Like, I suppose the way I look at it with it is that when these movies happen and all, there's huge excitement about it. And, you know, then that kind of fades over time, you know. So it's just trying to keep the longevity of it by having a statue there. Like, that will continue to have, like, Star Wars fans from all over the world to come to Kerry like for many, many years to go. So for me, like, it's kind of like a no-brainer for perhaps like the local businesses to just invest a small amount in getting this statue over the line, you know. And I'm sure they will, like, they would see the returns like for many, many years to come in relation to, you know, a small donation towards getting this statue done, you know. That's why I've kind of gone the GoFundMe route, like with that, you know, because it's going to be completely like non-for-profit. I literally just want to get this statue made, you know.
The images of the statue, a bronze statue of Luke Skywalker in his later years, so to speak, you can have a look at those on the Radio Kerry Facebook page if you want to have a look there and see, get an idea of David's vision. How big would the statue be?
It's going to be life size and a half, and it just gives it a little bit more presence. So, like, you know, it's going to be close to 7 foot tall.
7 foot tall.
So, yeah, and you know, my proposal is to have also, like, there's the quarry that are down there in Valencia Island. I'm looking to see if we can get, you know, the local quarry there to actually do a nice stone plinth for it, so that it'll be on, so it'll be raised up, so that people could stand beside it and get their pictures taken with it.
7 feet tall, and yeah. that's not including that's excluding the fact that it'll be placed on a plinth as well, ideally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I actually have the sculpture like almost completely sculpted now at the moment. It's kind of at that point where like I'm ready to move on to the next stage. If we could just get a little bit of funding to, you know, get like what we have to do in relation to the process of making a bronze statue is like there's several stages. Like we would need to do a rubber mold of everything first of all, and then from that rubber mold we would create a wax copy of everything that is then cut up into several sections and put through another casting process. It's a ceramic shell process. The wax is then melted out and we pour our molten bronze into those shells, and from that then we have a big jigsaw puzzle to put together all the castings in bronze. We put it all together, weld it up together, do all our metal and surface finishing on it, and get it then ready then for a chemical patination, which is, you can see in the proposal of, that's the kind of vision that I'm looking for in the pictures of what it would look like when it's ultimately finished and cast in bronze. That's my goal, is to kind of have that look. It's going to get like a fair bit of weathering down there in Kerry, you know, over the years. So,
David, you started this GoFundMe page to raise money to cast and erect this statue of Mark Hamill's character in the Star Wars sequels films in Port McGee. How much are you aiming to raise?
Well, my top target is €120,000, and this is basically to cover all the materials and labor costs to get the statue done. There's also a bit of contingency in there for the stone plinth to be made, like those people are going to have to be, organized. There's going to be a good few bob put into the plinth, and there'll probably be some planning permission that we'll need to work out with Kerry County Council as well. So there'll probably be costs involved with a bit of engineering and that kind of stuff as well. So I'm really trying to cover all bases with the top target of 140 or 120,000 euro is the target.
Why does it cost so much?
Oh, please don't get me started on the costs. I'm running this business now since 2008, and like the reality is, in the last couple of years, is that like we've just seen such a huge increase in the material costs in the last while. Like pretty much everything we have had is unfortunately imported from abroad, and we're with that kind of problem of trying to get the materials in. Like I've just seen most of the materials rise double fold since the pandemic, really.
And what would be the most expensive? Because to a lay person like me, and I know absolutely nothing about sculpture
Well,
and the whole
the
process,
bronze
but
itself would be, yeah.
The bronze would be the
The
most
bronze itself would
expensive.
be the most expensive part of it, I'm estimating there's probably going to be close to a ton of bronze into this statue by the end. So the current costs on that are coming in at around 14,000 euro. There's a particular grade of bronze that we use, which is good for the weathering outdoors. It's a marine silicon bronze. So that's the one that we generally would use here at the foundry for most sculptures. And that's what I would like. That's the one that I want to use if we're going to cast this and have it outdoors, especially for the elements down there in Kerry. But alongside that, like all the other materials that we use along the way, the process, like it's you don't see how much the materials add up in something by the time you're finishing a project, And of course, then we have the labor that's involved in it. So getting the right people working on these type of projects as well is also quite expensive,
Does Mark Hamill, the actor who's played Luke Skywalker, does Mark Hamill know about this?
I have a feeling he does know about it. Like I have tried every single avenue to directly get in contact with Mark. I had originally sculpted a bust of Mark Hamill for The Last Jedi, and I just did it on a whim. And then I heard that Mark was going to be the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade up here in Dublin. Now we're talking, I think it was like, it must be going on 8 years now this year. And so I kind of rushed to get this bust finished and ready, and I had it all done. I had a few contacts here that I had dealt with over the years, and they were able to flag me into the American residence where Mark was actually giving a talk about his time here in Ireland. Managed to blag my way in, listen to Mark talk. I had the bus ready in the hallway. He was leaving to go to the Late Late Show, and I literally stonewalled him on the way out the door. I said, "Mark, I've made this for you, and I'd love to get it to you somehow." So he was just completely shocked. He said, "Oh, look, we'll get the people in touch." Like it was literally a 90-second meeting with him. After that, then I was in touch with Disney Ireland here about getting the bus over to him, and they were very kind to get the bus all the way over to him there in Pasadena, and he has it in his collection over in California. He thanked me on Twitter, and he's commented on it a couple of times. The goal would be for me, and it would be if we could get Mark over here to unveil his own statue. Now, some people can be funny about these things. They don't like the idea of a statue being made of themselves when they're still alive, So it's I'll have to see. We'll have to see. But I'm not closing any avenues on trying to get Mark over here. Like I've been on to everybody. I've been on to Lucasfilm, like StarWars.com, onto Disney Ireland, Disney in America, Mark's agents. I think if he doesn't know about it, I'd be very surprised.
And David, are you worried about any copyright issues?
I suppose that's the reason we've kind of gone for like the GoFundMe route, because really this is fan art. There's no money to be made out of this. And that's, I think, always the worry for like these big organizations like Disney, that they're worrying that somebody is making money and that they're going to be trying to sell these things after the fact. But that end, I'm not worrying about. Listen, I'll have a conversation with Disney about it anytime if they want to get in touch with me. But like I was saying, I've been trying to get in touch with them and they won't come back to me. So this might bring them out of the woodwork.
And that is David O'Brien, sculptor of the Bronze Art Fine Art Foundry in Dublin, speaking to me about his plans, his dream to erect a 7-foot statue of Luke Skywalker in Port Magee overlooking the Skelligs. And he's going to be down in Port Magee this weekend for the May the 4th Sci-Fi Film Festival. And he'll be speaking in Port Magee, and he'll be there if you want to talk to him about his plans and his ideas. He'll be there, I think, at 4 o'clock every day. Saturday and Sunday for the Star Wars, for the, I should say, the May the 4th Sci-Fi Film Festival, which has really grown in the last number of years, as David outlined there. What do you make of that? Plans for a statue of Luke Skywalker. Do you think it would cement the area's link to the Star Wars, fabled Star Wars series? Or do you think it would be inappropriate? What do you think of his point? And I do think he had he made an interesting point where he said, often you have people hoping to go over to the Skelligs, but the weather is frequently unfavourable, so they can't make the journey over. But at least if they were down in the area, the tourists, they'd be able to have their photograph taken with this behemoth, this very impressive statue, I think. Whether you agree whether it should be there or not, if you look at it on Facebook, I think it's an absolutely amazing work of art. And that would be something for people who might not be able to travel over to the Skelligs because of bad weather. I'd love to get your views on that. Speaking of statues, David's plan for the Luke Skywalker statue, would be seven feet in length. Well, Donald Trump, of course he had to do better. A 22-foot gold statue of Donald Trump has been erected at his own Miami golf course. And of course, funnily enough, the PGA Tour returns this week for the inaugural Cadillac Championship there, and Trump may attend the event. And the statue depicts the president on a pedestal with his fist in the air in a similar pose as to how he reacted in the aftermath of the July 2024 assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. So, statues, say what you like, but they still make a statement.